I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congressional Affairs Committee meeting back to order. We left off with the job description discussion of the Chief Audit Officer for the Office of OFPR. And I believe at this time, we have a motion. Congressman Potts.
I'd like to make a motion to change the qualifications of the Chief Audit Officer in the job description to read, Chief Audit Officer may have a bachelor's degree in accounting, public administration, or other business-related field in a minimum of 5 years of government accounting and/or auditing experience. A certification in accounting or a master's degree is preferred.
Second.
There is a motion on the floor and a second for discussion. And thank you, Congressman Potts, in committee for your input. Does an additional motion need to be made to direct the second speaker? And that will come next. Okay, so we're in the original motion. Any discussion? Any further discussion? Committee? Seeing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. The motion passes. Thank you, Congressman Potts. Next, I would like to, and I believe we're working on that, or do we need to?
Working on it.
Next is going to be kind of a companion motion to the first motion to direct me to engage with the HR office of the Osage Nation to post the job. So, do you need a recess? Congressman Potts.
I'd like to make a motion to direct the second speaker to initiate the process of hiring the Chief Audit Officer for the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review and advertise the position according to Department of Human Resources policy and procedures.
Second.
There is a motion on the floor, seconded by Congressman Mason. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. The motion passes. Thank you, Congressman Potts. Next item on the agenda is one of our favorites. Again, it's pretty similar to discussion of legislative chambers. And I don't have it here in front of you, legislative chambers. And this, again, has been discussed. As Congresswoman Pratt did a very good job of describing how the Office of OFPR and how we've been trying to get something moving. I asked, this is a similar discussion that we had. This has been on many of our agendas that we have had throughout CA committees going dating back to July. The legislative chambers have been discussed. I believe Congressman Potts asked me to initiate the process of how this happens. I did get with Tammy Lieber to discuss, and I've distributed her email with an example of what it is that we need to do and how we need to do this. And again, I believe that she says of what she needs is in order to get any requests for qualifications or proposals issued are, number one is the scope of work. This should be as detailed as possible of what is needed and what responsibilities the selected contractor would have. She attached a few examples of past projects so we can see the scopes of work that were used for them. If the details of what is needed are not known, then we can also describe what the outcome should be and have them tell us in their response and their approach to complete the goal would be. For architectural engineering services, it is recommended to complete a request for qualifications, followed up with a request for proposals. So on and on and on. Ms. Lieber did a good job of telling us steps that we need to take. And as you can see, they're numbered out here, steps 1, 2, and 3. Once this information is available and provided back to her, she will go to work on that as well. So the example that she gave us was the WIG building and what they did to put in their scope of work, estimated project cost, contractor, and so on and so forth. So again, we have talked about this legislative move from where we are here. And again, one of the reasons that I feel, this is just me personally, and I know other members of Congress share this with me, about this, the First National Bank building, we came down here as a temporary move. We've talked about that. We've talked about the conditions that forced us to move here. I think it's pretty clear to all of us now that this is not the permanent home for the Osage Nation legislative body. It is not, for a number of reasons. One of the compelling reasons to me is a lack of confidentiality that applied to all members of Congress, because it is almost impossible for anyone in our offices in the outlay of this building to be able to go into your office with either a constituent, a board member, or whoever it may be, and there's no confidentiality. There's no privacy. I can't hold a meeting in my office when there's a congressional meeting going on here at the table, because it picks up over the audio and I'm sitting in there talking to whoever it may be, and I'm being told, can you keep it down? Can you be quiet? It's just not functional. I think the members of the committee would agree with that. There are many other reasons of why I think we should have a legislative office. We have talked about, well, do we want to join with the Minerals Council? Do we want to join with the executive branch? Should we have Speaker Walker talked about having one big building. And there's been a lot of good discussion, and I compliment the committee for that input. But I feel it's time that we start making a move to locate and start the process of building a facility for the Congress of the Osage Nation. May not be for us now, may not happen for 2 years, may not happen for I don't know how long, but for generations to come, when they pull in and they want to go to the Osage Nation Congress, that building will be easily identified up on the hill, as we have discussed. I believe that's where we want to be. Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, sorry.
You're fine.
So, I'm sorry, but again, deja vu. We're spending a lot of airtime on just the same old thing. So, can I be clear on where, because I have, like I said, missed a meeting, then I came back and it's like, okay, never mind, well, let's just forget it all and we'll do this later. So, where can I understand where we are right now. Like, is this it? There needs to be, because I'm not sure what do we need to decide right here to move on to the next step.
Yeah. Thank you, Congressman. Would you have?
Go ahead if you want to answer, and then I have a question.
Okay, I believe, and what's laid out is from Ms. Leeper's information that she gave me. She goes into detail of the step-by-step of what we need to do. But I have questions about that because we have people that say, well, we want it in this location up on the hill, and then we want it over here in this location of the hill. And finding the location, is that what we have to determine first before we go to an architect?
No.
So if we decide to have a 10,000 square foot building, if that's what we want to do for the building to house the Congress, is that going to fit in the location, both two or three locations that we've identified up on the hill? Will that suffice? If that's the size we want, the two locations that I know of, one is where the compliance office used to be, the trailers. Will a 10,000 square foot building, one story, one level, fit there? The other ones were down by the ponds. Will that fit there? The other location I knew was over by the museum. I know it'll fit there. But I would think that we need to, I don't know. I've never built a building before, so I don't know. Congresswoman Staple, please.
Okay. I have been involved in these processes.
Okay.
So at this point, this is what I recommend that you all do. There's only one section that has to be adjusted in this sample that she gave us, mm-hmm. and that's the scope of work piece. In the design, when you're contracting for design and construction, that takes you through the A&E and everything. The design will come in and they will help you determine the size of the building and what its concept is going to look like, and then in turn that will let you, they can look to see where it will fit on the campus. So they'll take care of all of this.
Okay.
All you need to do at this point is get a qualified contractor in place. Now, I believe she says in her processes that she can send out a qualifying scope first, which she can do that piece of it. But she needs this scope to know what it is she's sending out to get qualifications for. So you don't have to put, in this one, they've put the size of the building and everything. You don't have to do that. So you could change this in the scope of works. The awarded contractor will provide design and construction services for a freestanding building to be located on the main campus of the Osage Nation to accommodate the members and staff of Congress, common and public areas for sessions of Congress, size and specification to be determined in design. It can be that broad and that general, because these designers are going to come in now. I think once they would hear that, they would understand that they weren't coming in to build a small structure. But they're coming in to build something of ample size. I do know that one of the sites we're looking at the circle, will hold up to 12,000 square foot building with parking around it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just went through that with the clinic.
Okay.
And I agree, we both did some calculations early on and came up with just about the same size.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with about 10,000 square feet, and I was thinking it could have probably had a little bit more to it, but we came up with, we think that's the general area, but rather than give them a specific,
okay.
Let them come in and they'll spend a session with us saying,
yep.
You know, what do you think about this? And we'll argue it out, and they'll come back with a concept that says, this is what you guys have been asking for. And it'll be this big.
And here's how much it's gonna cost.
Yes, and then determine from that, because right now we know we have a fixed amount of money. I would say all of this, getting us down to bid construction, my guess is it's gonna run us probably about 90,000. But there again, that's all done in a calculation by that designer. You know, they'll come in with a cost for the planning piece, which will be small. And once they get the planning piece, then they'll tell us how much it's going to cost to get the design piece.
Okay.
And the construction plan, if that helps.
And I thank you for your comments, Congresswoman. And I know you want to be on this committee.
I just like
anyway, to no, I appreciate the comments. I really do. Which brings me, committee, anyone else? Congressman Mason.
Again, what I'm going to say is just personal opinion. Of course, as I sit here and the things that you said about our fiscal being here, I feel like, personally, I feel like a renter This isn't ours. We're renting, if you will, and we're in here. And many times a renter will go to the owner and say, I need this, we need this, we need this. And the owner may do some of it, may not do all of it. Same here, because I've seen that spot up there since we moved in. It hadn't been fixed yet. There are things around here, but it's not ours necessarily. It belongs to the nation, yes, but it's not ours. When we go through, and Ms. Leepers gave us those procedures, the same. This is, you know, somewhere in all of that, and you're right, Congresswoman Stabler, as the whoever's going to be designing this or talking to us, or whoever is selected for us that's going to make this design for us, is going to come from that department up there, not necessarily from us, but we'll have a chance to adjust it, make it right. The other thing that I'm thinking about, if there is any kind of resistance from executive, it will be that they may have a position that indeed there is a master plan, and what we come up with may not fit that master plan. And that's their master plan that they have done. We weren't involved in that. But somewhere they say, well, we're going to put Congress in this building at this place in 10 years. Well, perhaps. But on the other hand, we are the Congress, and I've said many times, we need a home. We've been without one for a long time. And when we started in 2006, we didn't have one. We didn't have an office one, not even a telephone. But now we are, and here we are still. In a place that's the bank, and it's not a comfortable place to run a government or a business or the entity of the Osage Nation Congress. And I feel we just need to move forward and at least make that next step, like we just did in our previous decisions. Let's get started on some step procedure. Congresswoman Stabler's got it. I appreciate her expertise, and she's right on target with what needs to be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, so I understand. Oh, thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. I realize that we've done this in other, but what do we need to do in this committee? Because I think that there's been a prior motion to authorize the second speaker to move forward with pre-planning, pre-something. So what else further might need to be come from? Because I think you were already authorized to move forward with.
And this is, thank you for that. And this is what I got in return from that request. And I don't know if I asked it in the right way or not, but this was the direction that I had from Mrs. Leeper's office. And that's in reference to, that was, I believe, the motion that I tried to, where do we go? And there's been a lot of conversation, you know, dealing with this. And we have talked about, well, when we build the facility, do we need to include the Office of OFPR? Do they need to be in there as well on the design end of it? And the other question was, I don't know how much money we have left over from, we transferred the money from what we were going to do up on the top floors down to, I put a halt on that. I believe it's in the, I think Congress, do we know how much that is, Mrs. Sneed? But anyway, we have a pot of money. And so when the motion comes, I think after we get that in place, and I'll contact Ms. Leeper's office. She was very helpful with this information to me, but we can, with a proper motion, again, start either again or adding to the original motion. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And that's correct. There has been a previous motion. The motion was made by me in August of this year, or last year. The motion was to direct the second speaker to begin the pre-planning and pre-construction activities necessary to relocate the legislative branch of government. From there, we backed off of that. As has been said, hey, let's include mineral. I'm done with it. We need a home. Nobody else, because that's what's dragging this process along.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take another stab at it. like to make a motion to direct the second speaker to begin the pre-planning and pre-construction activities necessary, including the submission of a scope of work to the Osage Nation Procurement Office for the purposes of relocating only the legislative branch of government.
Second.
There's a motion on the floor with a second for discussion. Any discussion? Congressman Potts.
Simply a motion to be more specific, get the scope of work, get it submitted. Let's start the process of our branch of government, this body, going somewhere else, not including the whole government of the nation. We're not including Minerals Council. We're ready to go.
Okay.
Where we need a home.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. The motion passes. Thank you, Congressman Potts. Thank you, committee. Next item on the agenda, chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. We are adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.
Dana, you don't know that.
I think you do.